Welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Reverend K.C. Williams. The word is taught in simplicity, yet with power. As the deep panted for waters, let your soul long for God's word. Sit back, relax, and listen to God's word. Now, Reverend K.C. Williams.
I said, thank you, Father. Right. So, during the middle service, last week, I continued the series that we'll be having for a while now. I'm going to continue the series right now. So, please don't meet me with services. It's part of service. The middle service is not the tone down of a service. It is still a service. Am I speaking sense this morning? Don't let the devil cheat into that. Don't miss the public services. I talk so much of midweek. In fact, I think there's more expressions of the fullness of God in midweek services than even on Sunday services. The partakers, we are testifying to this. Hallelujah. Say, this service is for me. Just to depend for those who are not here on Wednesday, we'll be going to discuss, and I asked a question. I said, the reason why people don't prosper is, number one, they've not seen the need to prosper. In case you're wondering what we're talking about, we're teaching the need for wealth. Under today's topic is called Kingdom Wealth Principles. I was asking, the reason why people don't prosper is because some have not seen the need to prosper. Now, a need to prosper will prepare you to actually get wealth. Am I communicating? The need to prosper, if there's a need for you to get the thing, you go towards the thing. And I said on Wednesday that this might sound so basic and simple, but that's why they are foundational truth you must catch in life. So there's a need for wealth. There's a need for wealth. Glory to God. It's a glory to God. Now, people who don't see the need to prosper, they can even prosper, but we refer to them as money misery. Have you seen such people before? You made your first 1 million naira, the first thing that comes to your mind is to go and buy a car. Not understanding that car is not an investment, it's a liability. Are you here? You made the money, but because he never had a reason to prosper, you will spend the money anyhow. But as a matter of fact, the reason why people are poor is because they don't have the reason to have wealth. So the reason why that comes into their hand, they squander it anyhow. So the first basic principle of financial prosperity is prudence. And by prudence, I mean that you know how to manage the things God has placed in your hands. Now, by the word management, I don't mean living an average life. I mean being a person of results. Because to manage means that you are a person of results. Say, yes, sir. So you'll not be money miserable. Your parents are still struggling to pay house rent and using iPhone 12 Pro Max. Just because they pick money somewhere. Am I communicating? Money misery is that you don't have money to eat, but you are more concerned about money to buy hair for yourself. I told you, we guys, we don't know the difference of hair. Stop wasting your time on that. Glory to God. Are you seeing here this morning? And I said on Wednesday that if a wealth didn't come by principle, it cannot be replicated. And that's one of the problems of Africa. We have wealth, but because we get those wealth without a basic principle, someone cannot read through you, or someone cannot read about how you made wealth and replicate all your wealth. We hear things like, we understand that it's factory industry with just one bag of cement. Okay, I went to buy one bag of cement, yet I did not become the Dangote. Am I communicating? Because there are no basic principles to it. Now, why the Western awards, the Western people, the Western culture, whatever they have is turned into a pattern. And if pattern stays the law, it becomes a system. And system can never fail. That means if you do that same thing over and over again, you get the same result over and over again. No matter where you practice such a thing. I'm teaching good this morning. So in God's principle, it has become a system. If you follow the principle of God for finances, you will definitely hit wealth. And a sustainable one as such. The one that comes with peace of mind. Glory to God. Are you still here? that began to teach us, say, the reason why believers should have wealth is, number one, mind me, for the gospel's sake. Ah, come on. Someone say, for the gospel's sake. This is why you must have money, because the gospel will thrive more in the presence of finances. Hear me? The moment you get saved, your first heartbeat should be to preach the gospel. And I tell you, in the world we live today, money is the sponsor of the gospel. Without man's work, money is the sponsor of the gospel. Say it again. Money is what? The sponsor of the gospel. Also, the other father says, he said, they are souls and they are quality souls. Souls might not reach out to quality souls, but quality souls reach out to what? To men's souls. That's why he makes statement anyways. But if you get a minister of fellowship of public in speaking in tongues, what such a man will do for the gospel cannot be compared to what a farmer will do for the gospel. Am I communicating? Because in this our FM, money is a vehicle of this thing. Sir, yes, sir. You're still here. So believers make money because of the gospel and for the gospel. Now let me say this to you. The money in your bank account now does not belong to you. If you are born again, the money in your bank account now is not yours. It's never yours. It will not be yours. I'm not cursing. It's a good prayer. The money in your bank account is not yours. It is for what? The gospel use. But accept that first. That's how you grow spiritually. The money in your bank account is not your money. It's gospel. For the earth is of the Lord. And what? The fullness thereof. God owns you and everything that belongs to you. Sir, yes, sir.
You know, my daddy told me a story about a man who his father decided to teach him wisdom, not knowing that the young man is actually a very wise man too, just that he's just funny in behavior. So the father willed all his wealth to their slave. Then, when the man died, the man lawyer called his son and said, "See, your father said you only have a point to choose one thing. Just one thing. In this whole, in all his estate, just pick one thing. Maybe a car, maybe one house, maybe anything that belongs to your father." And the young man looked around. He said, "I want to consult some people who are elder." You see, one of the hallmarks of a meaningful life is knowing who to consult. Then he sick and asked an old man. The old man asked him, "So, your father owns everything, right?" He said, "Yes." And so you say now that your father willed everything he has to his slave, right? Yes. And the old man asked him, "Who owns the slave?" He says, "My father." So, okay, now when you go to the place, choose the slave. And he goes to the place, he says, "Okay, so I can pick anything that my father owns." He said, "Yes, sir." He looked at us, "Okay, yeah. But therefore, I pick you." So, but therefore is the name of the slave. Just pick it up. He begins slave. And now, by translation, what it means is that everything the father owns is still his. Am I kidding? We are not slaves of God anyway. We are sons of God. Hallelujah. So whatever God owns, we shout it belongs to us, right? Communicate with this money. I said, everything God owns, we say it is ours, right? But it becomes so sickening and so kind of unbalanced when we now turn the flip, when we flip it over, we now say that everything we have belongs to God. People begin to shake. Listen. If I ask you now to empty your bank account, which I'm not going to do, but how many of you are actually that sensitive to the need of the gospel that you can lay down your finances for the gospel? We're not talking about your life here. We're talking about material things which can be replaced. The apostles of God laid down their lives. They lived to die. Are you still here? They lived to die. Seriously, they lived to die. So your finances will be the lowest thing you can ever give to God. Say, yes, sir. So we live for the gospel. We make money for the gospel. The reason why your businesses have to thrive is for what? For the gospel's sake. And if you understand that we're living for the gospel or making money for the gospel, you will never in your life give your gospel to your businesses. I will explain that. There are some people probably, they are into the photography industry, they are into events and all of that. Then weekends are where your job booms. And you are comfortable, it's comfortable enough for you to miss services just because you want to make some cookouts. That
cash is not cool.
Am I communicating?
It's not cool. Anything that takes you away from the knowledge or gaining of God is a demonic thing. And such a one can be your jobs. Like I thought, I said, you must seek to have financial freedom where nobody controls your time. Why? For the gospel's sake. For the gospel's sake. Imagine I'm doing a 5-to-7 job. I mean, 7-to-5 job. How am I going to have time to do the things I do for the gospel? And I said to you again, take that mentality that tells you that pastors are jobless. The most difficult work to do on earth is to pastor. So don't tell a pastor to get a job. What do you mean by that? Is pastor not a job enough? Am I communicating this morning? What does Ronaldo do? They play football that you can also play. Yet they are being paid in billions. What does comedians do? They make you laugh. That your laughing is temporary. After laughing again, you go back to your issues and problems. If you not pay your house rent, when you feel laughing in basketball show, you go home, you face your landlord face to face. Now give me a black face. I will lead to two face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you still here? The pastor preaching the gospel. So don't tell pastors go and get a job. Most pastors can't do job. You know, people who say things like, you know, Paul the apostle was a tastemaker. You have to understand how he put it. He said, I'm Paul, the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. I make tent. He put something first, which was his apostolic call. So you must never in your life put your businesses, your career, or what have you in the presence of the gospel. The gospel goes ahead of you. Am I communicating this morning? So that means that if it will hinder the gospel, if it will affect you great as a believer, you drop it. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. It should be not such a one who says that, you know, I can take a job, but you see, Sunday, I'm out of it. You hear? Why? Because we are living for the gospel. The money we want to make is what? For the gospel. Thank you, Father. And number two, why we need money. It's what? For your home. Oh, say my way. Say my home is wealthy. I say there is supply in my home. This second reason why you have to make money as a believer is what? For your home. And your home, I mean, your extended family. Your starting from your family. I want to warn you, if you are such a guy here who are used to giving things out, but never give to your family, let me tell you this, it is the devil that is training you. The devil works in a very manipulative way. You will think you're being a big boy, you send cash to girls who you are not even dating yet. You spray money up and down. But your family that needs. When poverty will hit you, you will tell me who you're going to fall back to. Are you here? I said, are you here? Come on, don't die away this morning. Are you still here? Your home is the need for the gospel. Now, I mean, one of the reasons why I make money is for your home too. See, it is not out of place that you take care of yourself. As a matter of fact, you should take care of yourself with your finances. God will give you finances because He needs you to take care of yourself. There are ways that you prosper, even as you so what? Prosper. God wants you to live a 360 life where everything is in check. Now, some of you are stingy, you haven't stingy to yourself. Don't buy new things. Don't have perfume oil. That is cheapest. It smells like foul. Are you here? But in your armpits, there's rats there. But the bush has overgrown. Your boxers is 3 weeks old in your waist. Say the longer it stays. The Bible says by the reason of use. You have to be your things. Hallelujah. Don't take care of yourself. At 24, you have pot belly. Not even that you are rich. Looking like a rich poor man. Which is very dangerous. But nobody will help you. Are you here? I had to tell one guy that used to be a church member. I said, well, better make money in this life. If you don't, nobody will help you. Because you look at a person that was supposed to help another person. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Your home. And I said this to the guys on Wednesday. You see, don't ever have that mentality of, I know it's a Western word.
People are trying to upgrade. You say, you know, then my wife will split the bills. That is poverty calling you. In the system of God, the man is the provider. The wife is the supporter. Am I communicating? So have the mentality that I provide, my wife supports. Now the word support there does not even mean that they give. They support in keeping. The wife is a keeper. Say yes, sir. You guys are not assuming. Say yes, sir. The wife is a keeper. So don't have mentality that, you know, when we go out for a date, it is who initiates the date that will pay for the date. You will soon go out of date. Since you want to become a calendar, hallelujah. It's an intelligent joke. When you get home, you get it. My last thing, I told you, God said that I'm not in date. Son, are you still here? Oh, but the fire is coming. Hallelujah. You're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. Glory to God. For your home. To provide for your home. You see, one of the good things about this teaching is that it is coming at the right time. Where you still have the form to change things about yourself. For ladies, I won't stop saying this. Don't have the wrong mentality about marriage. Don't say, I want to have my own money so I can be paying for things. No, you have your own money to support for things. You don't pay. We pay. Say yes, sir. Say the guys, even if your wife have the money, let her enjoy what? Her money. If you have the right mindset now, hear me, it's not right to say, but put God aside. The universe will walk to your direction. The right mindset. Because the people who are not believers, they have the right mindset. That's why motivational speaking even works too. If you have the right mindset, you have actually 60% achieved the destiny. Are you here now? The right mindset. My wife don't pay bills. I pay bills. That's how to be a man. My wife don't pay bills. I pay bills. I'm the head of this home. I spiritually orchestrate all things. I tell my wife that God said, not my wife saying that God said. Your wife will say, I confirm it. Yeah, da. Don't be late. You're already projecting your mind. I want to marry a man who, in the morning, came up. Like, in your mind, you're already projecting it. I want to marry a man that I can train spiritually. You will train and you will die in the process. Because simple, you are not meant to train the man. You are meant to submit to the man. You know what I'm saying, right? That's why, see, in your relationship, your marriages, you have to be according to God's principle. Don't date guys who are not in Christ. Don't marry guys who are not in Christ, because you have changed the order of God. It is the person who is in Christ that's supposed to train your mouth. Your husband is the head of the family, not you. So who calls for money devotion in the family? But you notice where we're coming from? It's the mom that calls for you to address the issue of the husband. Do you remember those days? Prayer indirectly, but we cast it. Hallelujah. Say, I'm blessed. Your home is also for your family, your wife, your kids. You provide for them. It shouldn't be a deadbeat dad. A deadbeat dad. A dad who has excuses for all things. A dad who turned groceries to a lifestyle of a say that these things are not for the kingdom men. See, going for holiday in Dubai is a kingdom thing. Say, yes, sir. Going to Paris is a kingdom thing. Say, yes, sir. Every year, new location. But they cut it. It's a life that's worth living. You know, this life with money, you won't want to go to heaven. People who are going to heaven, people who don't have money yet, they are still there. They'll stay there. Men are doing things. Men are fulfilling their fantasies. Have you lived under the water for 2 weeks? Comfortable under the water. In aquatic nature. Seeing sharks, but they can't hurt you. Teasing them, they can't do anything. It's called underworld enjoyment. What people say that it is a demonic thing. Well, we can go there and enjoy the glory of God. Hallelujah. If your children come to this school, they're not doing well. Did you hear me? When they get to our school, but we know, see, listen, going to school abroad have an advantage. If nothing, your mentality have changed. They're buying handouts. They're doing nothing. basically, you know, the exam will soon come, and you won't understand how the semester even went. What week are you now? You don't even know. It will happen to you now. You know, in the Nigerian education system is so messed up that we're not training anybody. The same system used by old generation is still the same course as studying now. Even when it's obvious that the world has changed. Hallelujah. So our education system is actually outdated. But yet we're still managing it. Don't grasshopper you drill in secondary school. What use is it of you now? Who is using pyre? The only pyre I know is your one. You use the one they are mining. I'm French pyre. Hallelujah. I meet pyre. How many of you know simultaneous equation? Of what benefit is that to my life now? Are you here? Algebraic equation. But actually, I was thinking that all those things were actually taught to you to expand your IQ, not for you to use them for anything. But how are we the two of us? So who'll be doing the exam now? You say I failed. Maybe my IQ has expanded. Leave it like that. Is it IQ? Hallelujah. Like I said before, school no hard. I need the five first class. Hallelujah. You go to school, pass and come out. One of my son told me school after him. I said, yes, I know. He tired me too, but I finished. So you do what? Finish. Go with the God. The next one is for the earth. What's the first one? Number two? Number three? For the earth. Now listen. Do you understand that we're actually expansion of God here on earth? Are you aware of that? Oh, come on now. I say, are you aware of that? You see, when Jesus was on earth, he showed us part of Christianity, but we didn't catch it because he has not died for us yet. He talked about how much would you help the poor? How would you feed the needy? He will say that if we give a glass of water to one who is thirsty, we have done that to him. In other words, he came for such a cause too. Jesus didn't just come to die for the world. He came to bring peace, comfort to the world. Are you here? Are you here? So we are now his extension here on earth. So it is a noble thing, as a matter of fact, it's a Christ-like thing for you to give out of benevolences to the people around you. To the needy. It is okay for you to have a foundation. In fact, you should have a foundation. Everybody here should have a foundation. You're not the kingdom celebrity anymore. You should have a foundation. You see, some years ago, about 10 or 12 years ago, I was still a very young guy, and I posted on my Facebook, I saw it some weeks ago, I said, what makes you a celebrity is not... I can't remember how I said that, but I said, what makes you a celebrity is not a... Because it is by you taking up social responsibilities. So it is normal for a believer to take up what? Social responsibilities. It is, in fact, it's very close to who God is. We don't get what nobody gives to the orphans and receive back from them. Am I communicating? So we want to read by God prosper. It's also do what charity works. And guess what? People who are not even in Christ understand such a system principle. And that is why Bill Gates will spend so much billions he has still in Africa and India. Providing healthcare materials for people who are living in HIV, with HIV AIDS in India, that doing so much social work going in there. What is this about it? How can a man live all his life to make money, then not spend the money for the people he made money from? You can't do this. So we make money, what? To take care of the earth. Take care of the earth. And you should. It's a noble thing. As I'm talking to you now, the Spirit of God is going right down into your heart. Now, some of you had some great ideas when you were in secondary school. Great idea when you just came into, you want to start an NGO to help girl child, to help the boy child, to start an advocacy program, or to just start a campaign about one particular thing. But now such thing has been tamed down because of what lack of what? Finances. What my daughter told me about, the very noble and great idea she has, and I asked the question, how do you tend to fund it? That's where we ended the conversation. So many ideas that have been halted by what? Now, we have actually helped her for the fact that she doesn't know how to fund it. I get by. So when you bring projects to me, I want to ask some critical questions. What's the future of this? After 5 years, what is it turning into? You see, because the plan, hear me, when I begin to in God's plan, I will say some things. See, the plan of God for your life is definite yet progressive. Did you hear that? That is why if you never use such words like never, never, I will never. Calm down. Many people who say they will never, they've done it. Did you hear it? God can tell you, stand here. And you will stand. Next, I say, move. He said, don't move again from here. Then I say, move again. He's God of all flesh. Say, yes, sir. But I will come to some time. In Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17, he said, cry yet, saying, God says, the Lord of hosts, my city's prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. By prosperity. By prosperity. So the money in your hands will be used for 3 things. Spread the gospel. Sponsor the gospel. I come again. Number 1, spread the gospel. Number 2, sponsor the gospel. And number 3, support the gospelers. I will explain that. What's the first one? Spread the gospel. Number 2, support the gospel. Number 3, sponsor the what? The gospelers. In this case, the pastors, evangelists, they are what? The gospelers. People who deal with gospel. Okay. Let me now start it down to you. So spread the gospel means that you by yourself hit the streets. That you by yourself in the bus, you don't keep quiet. That you by yourself devise means to teach this gospel to men. And it means to use a social media platform. Anywhere you can, anyhow you can do it, you spread the gospel. It is the believer's responsibility. Child, yes, sir. And number 2, say you sponsor the gospel. To sponsor, now, you know, there's some certain things we say in the body of Christ that we have actually explained very well. To sponsor the gospel means that you bring money down for the gospel. But we need to print handbills. Your money is in it. We need to do banners. Your money is in it. We need to do a program. Your money is in it. We need to anything that has to do with the gospel. Your money is in it. So one of my friends, who I'm still praying for to get the full knowledge of Christ, said something, and he said to me that, Caesar, anytime they say give to God, even if I know the man of God is speaking, provided he said in the name of God, I will give. That's such a very good attitude to what? To emulate. Anything that has to do with gospel, I put my money in there. Last night I was joking with some folks here, and I said, who they chop your money? I said, Jesus, they chop my money. And some of you, it is your girlfriend that has finished you financially. I'm not saying you spend on, you should learn to spend anyway. But if what takes your greater percentage of your income is a woman, you are born to pay in life. Say right now. I'm not saying you should not spend money on the one. You see, not spending means you don't love the person. Because if I give him, we know who to trust. Are you here? But that should not be the thing that takes it, the most large of your income. So what should take part of your income? The gospel. Come on. The gospel. It's better you understand it now. So you don't say that any pastor use your money to buy any private jet. This is where the nonsense is coming from. The gospel takes the greatest percentage of it. So if you die a big billionaire in dollars, the gospel has the lion's share. You hear? Thank you, Father. And the last one, support what? The gospelers. You see, I've not trained you so much on that. Because somehow, I can be very emotional. Somehow, I can be thinking about what you are thinking. But you see, soon enough, I will not care anymore. My father is training me not to care of what you are thinking. You will do your work. Happy or not, you will do your work. It is in your place. It is your mandate, both spiritual mandate and earthly mandate, to take care of your man of God. Say, yes, sir. It's support the gospelers. Now, as it is here now, your major gospeler is me.
So he supports me. He supports me with prayers, which is what you must do. You should pray for me. You should have chain prayer going on in church. I don't want to be done to initiate that. There should be a chain prayer going on in church. Praying for your man of God. We pass through a lot. We pass through a lot. He might not understand. We have attacked. Just because of you, we are being attacked. Glory to God. Are you still here? You pray for your man of God. In sincere prayer. Listen, who you pray for, you cannot decide. Who you pray for, you cannot antagonize. Who you pray for, you cannot gossip about the person. You pray for your man of God. You pray for your man of God with all sincerity. As a matter of fact, why you are not giving to your man of God is because you don't pray for your man of God. If you pray for your man of God long enough, the Spirit of God will awaken the conscience of God, taking care of him in the kind of means. So when I'm going to come, I'm going to declare a prayer service. I will sit down here, or maybe I'll be sleeping. All of you pray for me for 2 hours, and I will do it. Trust me. I won't tell you. If I tell you on time, you will not come. And it will be a Sunday service. First and second service. First one, 2 hours prayer. Second service, 2 hours. I will sleep in the Lord. Hallelujah. I will sleep to glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you still here? Sponsor, support the gospelers. Give them. Look up here. Let me go to your feet. The way to support the man of God, give them money. Give me money. If I talk about that, give me money. I mean, real money. And some of you are actually giving into the wrong things. And giving to the wrong things. Give your pastor money. Make it a constant thing. Did you hear me? Make it a constant thing. Now, some of you, there are certain things I do. Anyways, I'm not expecting that from you because it is a seed I'm sowing. The way I carry my own spiritual father on the head. Some of you have not even gotten there 5%. I'm not going to tell you the things I do. I know some of you even know. I don't joke with that man. I don't joke with that man. Reverend Peter Ayoalabi, glory to God. To the extent that before I call that man's name, I say, thank you, Father. I underneath my breath. That's a powerful word. I learned that from one powerful man of God. Say, Father, my grandfather's name, I say, thank you, Jesus. He said that. Because it's a blessing to have such a man, Father, you. Are you here? Do you know it is actually inappropriate that your pastor to you after preaching to you and the next thing you say, let us stretch our hands to a man of God. Some of you will not have the dash to not do like this. Father, we're praying for you. Are you giving me work? Oh God. See, in the ordination of God, you don't pray for men of God. But that after they bless you, you give them things. What you pray after service is actually after pastor preaching. Oh, thank you for the word falls upon the good God of my heart. I receive strength to do according to what I've received. Oh, thank you because the anointing of my man of God life is replenished. Thank you, Father. He's not weary in what we're doing. Oh, thank you. As I'm saying that, thank you, Father, you are dropping a seed of things. No, Father, thank you. The anointing will not run dry. How will you run dry? Are you going to put it there? So after service, you should kill if there's a need for it to see me. And see me not to come and cast your problem on me, which is actually okay. To see me, to bless me. If it's not the most you come, you can send the protocol. But put your name in it. Hallelujah. So I'll not do what I'm dealing with. Hallelujah. Put a seed in my hand. It is not the money. Say, yes, sir. I'm your pastor, I will teach you. My spiritual father will make maybe a Zoom call or a phone call. After such a call, no matter how short it is, I send a seed. Because the seed I just collected something from him. I have to watch what I do. And some of you will book appointments with me. Let me not brag. A homie. When I say homie, you know what I mean. A homie. Whatever comes to your mind, take it. Hallelujah. I book appointment now, and I'll come to see you. I'll give you my time with my fine smile. I'll smile at you, make you comfortable. I'll tell you I like your hair, even if I don't like it, just to make you feel okay. We'll have a nice conversation. After that, you like me, your bubble man, go. No, it's not supposed to be so. You don't see a man go with an empty hand. Empty hand doesn't mean now that he's not gonna carry the money you have and give to him. If you have to do, but do you know you can see a man go with a bottle of water? Are you aware of that? You see, these things are just simple principles. learn to train yourself now. Like I told you last week, I will teach my kids so many things young enough. When they have food to eat, when they give them food, I say, now, sweetheart, cut this part, baby, it is for what? Yeah, let's be real. We'll give them the food first. Then teach them, we have to spare a part of it. For what? For people who don't have to eat. Give them a gift. Take this one away for people who... Tell them to go and give to social person. Let them begin to end the time. So what we're doing now is just, we're trying to train you spiritually. It's not that we need your money per se. See, God has been sponsoring us. Sir, yes, sir. In fact, as a church, when we say give, you better give. Because we don't know the way we're doing the things we're doing. We can't explain it. Some of you just came to church, now you saw a new setting, have you? Can you explain it? We can't explain it. God just does this thing. So support your men of God. Sir, yes, sir. It's not just on his birthdays. Organize pastor's appreciation services. Surprise your pastor. Let him prepare for someone. They're coming to church. This and that is not together. The pastor, thank you. You don't preach, do. You don't do. Today, just relax. Let us appreciate you. Thank you, Father. Let him that have an ear here. Because very soon, you will see me again. You don't know. They don't know. You soon know. Thank you, Father. I say thank you, Father. The believers, the gospel will go further if the believers rise to their spiritual responsibilities. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. Before we get to 19, there's something we're missing. You know, there are people who call the 419 believers. 419. Philippians 4, verse 19. That's 419. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. I put it up there. Like, for God shall supply all my needs. I can't usually go in by Christ Jesus. Amen. Next thing they say, I have car. I have all that. Now, what happened before Paul misses the prayer? Verse 15. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Next verse, verse 16. For even in the Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Next one. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Pause for a while. So when you give your man of God, you actually storing things to your account. Are you? Next verse, please. Then I bought, I have all, and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. Hold on. They didn't send perfume to him. You only describe the magnitude of the gift they gave to him like something that smells nice. Are you there now? And the next verse. He said, but my God. And you see now, you have no right to ever open your mouth, your buccal cavity, and say, my God shall supply my need. But what have you done for that? Say, but my God shall supply all your needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Look at just now. So don't be a 419 Christian. Don't just take the verse 19 and leave the rest. You have to understand what transpired before Paul began to pray such a heartfelt prayer. But see, I've said it again, I'm saying it again. If I ever have prayed for you and tell you that you can never be small in life, go and sleep. You have made it. I'm saying that to you. Because it's a soft part of me. It's not generated by just mere words. Are you here? Oh, because of time. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Anything you have now that is not an instrument in sponsoring the gospel is sponsoring the Satan. Because self is Satan. Say it again. Anything that is your possession now that is not an instrument for propagation of the kingdom of God is doing the opposite. Your wealth, your finances, your beauty, your handsomeness, your popularity, your fame, your stardom, whatever you have now, your leadership position that is not being used for the advantage of the kingdom is against the kingdom. Now, some of you are department president, head of one group or the other, but you are, when you get to that place, nobody ever remembers you believe. You do things like the barbarians. You've forgotten that you're a kingdom child. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed this morning? You sure you're blessed this morning? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, he says, For the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the glory of God as waters cover the sea. You know, there are things we do in this our circle. We shout things like, what, take over, what, take over. How would the world take over if not for your, by your finances? World will take over only when bring out the money to take over the world. Let me say this, you don't tell me about the agenda of the Satan, about what you have to do in the world. Tell me what you are doing for the same world. If they will have an agenda, let me have an agenda. Our agenda is most superior. Do you know who can actually rehearse how to take over the world by taking over the equity? For Jesus' sake. Am I communicating? You guys are not where I want to be this morning. I said, am I communicating? Take over this land. We'll make the money in this land and spend the money on gospel on this land. Now, you know, our friend days ago, this people told me something very deep. He said, when you talk, always end it, maybe in church, for the billions yet to reach. Did you hear? So our ministry is a global one. For the billions yet to reach. For the billions yet to reach. But we're going to reach in millions and in billions. Did you hear that? For the billions yet to reach. They will hear our gospel. I said they will hear our gospel. It will become irresistible to them. See, those things that hindered us hearing the gospel in the time past, we will break it off. People think that poverty is Christianity. We will break it off. We will show them how a kingdom man can be so prosperous, how a kingdom man can be so handsome, how a kingdom man can be in the head of affair in his fair, and still be a kingdom man. Governors will arise from this gathering, presidents from this gathering, first ladies from this gathering. Am I communicating at all? Captives of industry. Where are we positioning things? God will raise kings. I said, God will raise kings in here. You see, there are some certain things you don't take with casualty. That's one of them is prophetic words. You don't just take it. You don't hear prophetic word. You lambano on it. You lay hold on it. I said again, kings will arise from this home. President from this place. Captives of industry. Financial directors, ministers, presidents, in the name of Jesus.
You see, somebody said, everybody cannot be rich in the body of Christ. I said, I know. But we are the ones who will be rich.
I know. The body of Christ is so big, right? It is not bad if we are part of, nobody here is permitted to be poor in life. If you don't have the need for wealth, we need the money for the gospel's sake.
You see, one of the reasons why I hustle a lot, I do a lot of businesses, is so that you will not go and think that you are feeding me. You will feed me. You will give me money. But you will know that it's not money that's giving me. Anyway, glory to God. But why I do that is for you to understand that I, even as your pastor, am a heavy giver to the cause of the gospel.
Thank you, Father. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, he said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And then shall the end come. It's good to say I will preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. I'll take the gospel, the world take over. What are you doing now? Now, to a sister, don't listen to that guy who tells you I'm a global evangelist, yet he's doing nothing in the street. Men with loud mouths, with no impact. I want to understand you by the things you are doing now. I won't define you by the things you are doing, but I can understand you by the things you are doing now.
Are you still here? I speak in tongues. I prophesy. I hear the sea. I raise the dead. I teach the world. Men are enlightened, doing the things of my spirit. I speak the tongues. I prophesy. I hear the sick. I raise the dead. I teach the world. Men are enlightened, doing the things
of the Spirit. One more time. I speak in tongues. I prophesy. I hear the sea. I rescue them. I teach the word. And I'm enlightened. Doing the things of my Spirit. Who I am the only one sent to say, full of grace and power, I am Jesus Christ, King of earth. This is who I am, and the only one sent to say,
full of grace and power.
Full of grace and power.
I am Jesus.
I am Jesus Christ here on
earth. Jesus wouldn't wish that any man be lost. I am Jesus Christ here on earth. Jesus wouldn't see a poor man and walk past him.
I am Jesus Christ here on earth.
Jesus wouldn't see a man who is in need of things and walk past because there's a... Hey, listen to me. There was a need for finances in the scriptures. There was a need for them to pay tribute to Caesar. And he said to Peter, go to the sea. The first fish you catch, open the mouth. Listen, when there is need for money, if it's not available, we miraculously make money available. Why?
This is who I am. I'm the only one sent to say, full of grace and power, I am Jesus Christ here on earth.
I'm going to make a commitment to God this one. A very strong commitment to Him. We're going to sit down there. The things that matter to us to God. Well, first is our experience. If you're in this place, you have a capacity to understand your courses. Begin to use that for an advantage for the kingdom. If you're in this place, you are beautiful, you are handsome. That means people are attracted to you naturally. Begin to use that to the advantage of the kingdom. If you are here, you're a person of business and influence. Begin to use that advantage of the kingdom. If you're in this place and you're in a leadership position, you begin to use that for the kingdom advantage. Lift your hands, everyone. Man. Back to God is if you don't, God will get a replacement for you without thinking about it. Didn't God have a reputation to fire a man and leave the man in that same position? Oh, come on now. I said again, God has a reputation, He can fire a man and still leave you in that position. Ask King Saul. God replaced him while he was still on the throne. Come on now, are you still here now? May you not be replaced in the kingdom activities in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the system of God, a man who is inactive will be replaced. So you think that money I give it to God has become so much? God will raise two people in your state. See, the most painful thing is for someone to begin to do the things you are doing with so much pride, with so much simplicity of heart. Are you catching what I'm saying this morning?
Yes, sir.
Say to me, I'm raising men. He said, I'm raising men. Yeah, he said, I'm raising men. Men who understand times and seasons. Men who understand the urgency. I don't want to scare you, but the end is here. Do you hear me now? See, the old men of God in the world cannot be making mistakes at the same time. It's not because of coronavirus. The end is near, and you know it. You don't take the gospel. If there's any time in history of mankind that the gospel should be done with so much aggressiveness, it is now. It is now. And then again, it's a season, it's a timing. The food has been served. The kingdoms are eating. The kingdom of God is taken. The kingdom of darkness is taken. If we are not careful, we will starve. This is the time. Did you hear that? That we just saw now. You have to be aggressive with it. And the type who still give 15 enough, 100 enough. You're not doing also, you're doing yourself. You don't understand yet. If fact, the money we spent just this week because of butterfly. And somebody is going to think, maybe it's just a relationship program. No! It's a kingdom at war. There are kingdoms at war. If we don't teach the right thing, the devil will snatch them out of the kingdom. I've not seen anything yet. Are you here? We have spent over 300,000 there. We ask you to give. We are going to be giving towards that after this service. Listen, if you don't give, you don't sit down. We're not begging you. It is an aggressive move. Men are sponsoring terrorism. Men are sponsoring different things that have no eternal value. So it will be a privilege for you to sponsor the act and move of God. Am I communicating? You see, the money, I just have to think about it. If you are waiting to raise this money on Sunday now, you won't be able to do anything because the banners are going, they are going live by this night against tomorrow morning. Listen, to do things for God, you have to have a big mind. We are not peasant farmers. We are mechanized farmers. In this kingdom business, we are not keepers of aquarium. We go to the deep seas.
Yes, sir.
You don't even get what I just said now.
Yes, sir.
An aquarium man can just have a small spot. Doesn't spend so much. We are not keeping aquariums here. We are fishers of men.
Yes,
therefore, we do it in a mechanized way. And to mechanize anything in agriculture, it requires money. The peasant farmers don't need all that. Just energy is enough. Praise to be with Reverend Tudor, the former governorship aspirant of this greater state. We're in his farm, one place after Equality. We couldn't go around the farm. We're driving. And they say, he's pulling me into it. I said, I'm going to give you 5 acres of land. It will farm. I said, I received some. We couldn't drive through. Like, we're going to farm. We drove from Ifaki. We have passed Ifaki. I mean, passed Itakwa. We are still in a farm. Such one cannot be done by what? Hose. It has to be mechanized. They attract us there. Am I communicating? So in this kingdom business, time has passed for peasant one. We do hand deal, 200 hand deals. We share 200 hand deals, 20 people will come. Now we count in thousands. Am I communicating? You will see billboards everywhere. For we are not promoting ourselves, we are promoting the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will stop here for today. I never finish that. Raise your hands as we just appreciate God this morning.
Hope you've been blessed by God's words. To get more of our ministry materials, visit our website www.kcwilliamsministry.org. Kindly follow us on all social media platforms at I Am Christ House, and also follow our man of God on all social media platforms at KC Williams NJ. Remain blessed.